Do you like apples?
Yeah.
Well, I got a number. How do you like them apples?
Let's crack it.
It's always good when you underestimate beer.
I am straight, craftus, erectus, right now.
Oh, don't drink that beer. That's for the bugs. Here, have this wine.
This is not a science class.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer and cider from coast to coast and everywhere in between. I'm Mike from Boston. I'm your host this week, and with me this week is...
Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Brittany in San Diego, California.
Yeah. Yay! Special Yay. Guest!
Hey, everybody.
Special guest. This is like a special guest month, I think. This is great. I love it. This week, we're trying no craft beer, so we apologize for that. There's absolutely no craft beer this week. We're sad about that.
I'm not sad.
No?
Well, no, we're
trying.
Chick.
We're trying cider.
Chick stuff.
We're trying hard ciders.
Oh, wow. Chick stuff. I can't appreciate craft beer. Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, no, we know you can.
Jeez.
Yeah. All right.
Been on the show.
I'll show she doesn't appreciate the, what was it? Flying dog, snake dog.
Oh, yeah. It was snake awful dog. Stuff.
So, yeah, we're trying hard apple ciders, in some cases, pear. Our fermentation conversation is going to be Julian hard cider, and that is out of Julian, California.
Mm-hmm.
And for our tasting flights, what are you trying, Toby?
I have a little cider from Spire Mountain. It's called the Dark and Dry Cider.
Ooh. How about you, Brittany?
I am trying Box Barrel Ginger and Black Currant Pear Cider.
Whoa.
That's fancy.
Fancy.
I'm going to try Crispin's Lansdowne. It's a hard cider with Irish stout yeast and molasses.
That sounds like it might be pretty amazing.
I hope so. We'll see.
I love molasses.
But I say we just get right into this Julian cider. What do you say?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
This is a fermentation conversation.
All right. So, as I mentioned, this is Julian hard cider. It's from, the cidery, as we'll call it, is Julian Hard Cider out of Julian, California. Their website is www.julianhardcider.biz. Man, I can't really talk today. I'm gonna have to work
on
that.
That's the biz.
Julian, California, if anybody knows, it's, would you say it's like northeast of San Diego?
Yeah, it's up in the mountains.
Yep.
It's kind of known for its history during the gold rush, but also its apples. So it's apple pie, so hard cider seems like the next logical step. Actually, it should have been a step before the apple pie, but
You know, they got snow this weekend up there.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Well, maybe not in Julian. I think they got snow at 4,500 feet.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty crazy.
I don't know where Julian's.
I want to say they're around 6,000, but I'm not sure.
Well, anyway. The ABV...
Mike, did you crack it?
Not yet. I'm cracking it right now. The ABV on this beer is 6.99, although the website has a bottle that says 7.27. So I'm assuming that we all have the 6.99%?
Yes, we do.
Yes? Yes? Okay.
Yes.
Let's crack it. And the IBUs, none. Ooh. At least hopefully. We don't want any
no
bitter ciders here. So...
Ooh, that is clear.
Wow.
Look at that.
We're talking
crystal
clear.
It's like champagne.
Yeah. It's like sparkling water.
Yeah. Minus. It's,
I gotta pour some for the chick in the room.
I'm gonna say minus the sparkle, because mine stopped sparkling very quickly.
My goodness. This is really pretty. How do they get it so clear?
Wow. Yeah, it's like clear, but there's a a bit of a yellowness to it. You know,
barely.
What I mean?
Like, yes, but barely,
very
barely.
Little, barely, barely. It's not. No. It's not completely clear.
Yeah.
No.
Well, it's complete. It's completely yes. clear, it's but it's got a little yellow tinge to it.
Maybe a little tinge.
Yeah.
You know. Wow.
Like cream soda. At
yeah,
most.
Cream soda. Totally. That's what it looks like.
At most.
So yeah, there's no head, and it's very bubbly.
Kind of smells a bit like champagne.
Yes.
It smells
right.
a lot like champagne.
I'm getting apples.
Yeah, it smells like apple champagne.
Yep, I got a whiff of fresh apples.
Yeah. Let's take a sip. I mean, I'm sure the nose, you know, the profile is probably not going to be too complex here.
Right.
Because, actually, with Julian cider in particular, it's just apples. Like, they don't mention any particular yeast strain, so I'm assuming that they're using the natural yeast, you know, from the apples themselves. Which would kind of, you know, a little understandable why different batches would have different alcohol levels. But
taking a sip, yeah. It's pretty mild. Like it's
tart.
It's apple-y.
Though.
A little tart, yeah.
There's not a lot of aftertaste. It's
really
clean. Because
like apple, it just tastes like apple juice.
It's not as carbonated as
but
I
a little
was
bit more bitter.
Expected it to be.
It's really clean. I like it.
I've had ciders before, you know, like when any British pub will have like Strongbow or something like
right.
that
yep.
on tap. So those, I remember
Magners.
Yeah, I remember having ciders like that before, but those being like super tart and really like yeah. like you can taste the alcohol and it's a hard cider. This to me, it's almost just like a like apple juice with a little bit of extra tartness.
You know, yeah. I wanted to say that it was like an Asti Spumante or perhaps a Moscato, but it's not even as sweet as those two things at
See,
all.
See, I don't even know what those words are that you just said.
They're sparkling wines.
Yes,
it's a very
and they're very very sweet sparkling wines and. Mm. It I was really expecting it to be a lot like that, but it's not at all. It's
yeah.
It's very dry.
Very
but
dry.
not like a and it's very champagne-y.
Yeah.
We're gonna start creating words here. Yeah. But it's very
we do it every show. We're gonna have our own our own beer coaster dictionary.
You know what this reminds me of is a little bit like Martinelli's, except for Martinelli's I think is a little thicker.
Yeah.
It's more syrupy, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is actually finishes fairly dry.
I like
yeah.
it.
And
yeah.
very clean.
Very
There's
clean.
Not
very
a whole
clean.
Lot of,
not only does it
not
taste clean,
aftertaste.
It's got that, I mean, it's clean as it could possibly be, looks-wise. I mean, it looks super filtered. Like we said, it's virtually
yeah.
clear. There's a little tinge of yellow in there.
Barely.
Barely, yeah.
Yeah.
It's super, super clean. It's really crisp. It's refreshing.
And it's on the, it's... It's got a nice tartness to it.
Mm-hmm. It's not offensive at all to me.
Yeah, no, not really.
Huh. Interesting. Well,
food pairings.
I already have a buzz. Yay!
Yeah, food pairings.
You know what?
Gina
this would be a
like
great.
It.
This would be a great, like, brunch beverage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Totally.
Because it's so champagne-y, and because it's so clean and crisp, and it's light, I think of brunch, like, you know, a potato dish with maybe some eggs, or a quiche,
yeah, yeah,
even.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I was thinking quiche.
Yeah, I
or
think
like
this is definitely...
a frittata or something, yeah.
A frittata. Hakuna
Gina
frittata.
Is seriously, Gina is seriously grossed out. She's sitting over
really?
In the corner, grossed out by this
doesn't like it.
Julian hard cider.
Oh.
And she thinks that quiche is she's gagging on the quiche thought.
Oh, I'm sorry, Gina. That's sad.
Yeah.
What about you, Mike? Are you going to go for something more manly? Are you going to go for a steak or you gotta dude this one up?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, you know, maybe... I kind of like the apple tartness, and maybe like a pot sticker, like a pork dumpling, might be kind of interesting with
yeah.
this. I don't know. It might not be. It might be a little too tart. I was maybe hoping for something a little sweeter to go with the pork, but I don't know. I I'd try it. I'd give it a try.
That's pretty good. Second thought, I would say, Brittany, you mentioned the potatoes. I think like a potato pancake, you know?
Yum, yes.
How you put the, the applesauce sometimes with the potato pancake. This, I think, would go pretty well. Something like salty.
You mean latkes?
And starchy.
Latkes.
Latkes.
Potato latkes.
Gina's got another suggestion. Non-gagging suggestion. Non-gagging. Brie on a baguette with apple.
Good call, Gina.
All right. Brittany says good call, okay?
Rate beer racist 60 out of 100. There's nothing on Beer Advocate, and there's no such thing as Cider Advocate.
Rate Beer had this?
So,
wow.
When Cider Advocate comes we'll check the ratings for you.
I doubt that'll happen.
So if you get Cider a chance, Advocate. Check it out.
You never know.
It's yummy. I like it.
I found Julian Cider out here, you know, in New England, so I think that's pretty cool. You know, spot in Southern California that would have this, you know, all the way out here.
And it's a tiny town.
Yes, yeah, it is.
It's a tiny little town. Yeah. It's a, like when you think old mining town.
Yeah, Julian is
like,
it.
It's like two blocks long and it's in the mountains. And
it's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
If ever you are in Southern California, you need to try and get there. It's a great
buy an apple
place.
Now you buy an apple pie and you buy some Julian hard cider.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Right.
Do it.
We're going to be back right after this.
Gemini Lounge. A chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com. Click on the Gemini Lounge logo and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes, it's Gemini Lounge.
All right. So
that makes me laugh every time.
For this week's hot topic, I'm going to throw this one over to Toby because I kind of don't know what's going on. I do a little bit, but I need a little setup for this hot topic story here. So take it away, Toby.
Well, since we're drinking chick drinks, might as well do a hop.
That's hard. I hope we get some backwash on that.
I'm sure there's a guy out there somewhere that actually likes cider.
No, there are.
I had a bunch of Irish friends in Florida that's all they would do is get trashed on cider.
No, since we're on the topic of, you know, chick drinks, we decided to do a little bit on the chick beer. And I don't know if it's in your town. I haven't seen it yet, but there's this new...
Send all your backwash to Beer Coaster Toby this week, not Beer Coaster Mike.
I ran across this article, and it just so happened to coincide with this week's show.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you meant to say.
Chick beer and cider.
Chick beer and cider. Is that a website?
Chick beer and cider?
Well, it just sounded like you said chick beer insider.
Bad.
No, okay, I didn't mean it like that. I meant like, you know, like a news story, like, you know, the insider.
Come on.
I wasn't even
go
thinking
backwards.
That.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You guys are horrible.
So anyway, there's...
I quit.
Okay, Minhas Brewery out of, I believe, Wisconsin, they have teamed up with this small team of people who decided to brew a beer. It's a light beer. It's a lager, light premium light beer, lager, called Chick. It's basically marketed towards women. It's like supposed to be the first beer marketed towards women. Who was it? IndieBeers.com recently did an interview with an owner of the company. They don't say who it is, and they kind of grill them a little bit But you, if you look at Indie Beer's blog, you can tell that they're very pro craft beer and they're very anti BMC. So when you read this, you can kind of tell that they're almost kind of digging into them. But the way that the interview goes, if you read it, we'll post this on our website in our Hot Topics section. I want you to read this because the interview is kind of weird, because they ask the person, the owner of the company, or one of the owners of the company of the chick beer.
Well, we could talk about the chick, I don't know, the chick font.
Well, oh, first, the font first is gnarly. I asked Gina.
About the font?
I approached Gina today and I said, would you drink a light beer, if you drank light beer, would you drink a light beer called Chick with a pink label and all that stuff? And she said...
I said, I don't know if I can answer that question, but I can see a lot of women who would. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because they're not picking... Carrying if you're drinking like light beer, sorry, most font. People are not picking it for the flavor or whatever. So I can see a lot of friggin' girls... going for
this
for
is like consumerism at its finest. Like, this is right. marketing. This has nothing to do with what's inside the bottle.
Exactly.
This is purely
and they're selling
marketing.
To people.
Well, that's what most of the big breweries are like anyway.
Yeah,
they're all about the marketing.
But they're selling to people who don't care what's inside the bottle either.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Right.
But they. Good point. But you know they don't. And then this interview, who is it? Indie Beer.
Indie Beer. Yeah.
Who's? I mean, I don't know. We clicked on like their beers to avoid, and it's. Every single AB Miller Coors, whatever, you know, just down the list. The
every single thing that they've ever done, you need to avoid it. So
we kind of know where they're coming from. And I'm sorry, but this chick beer is not being marketed toward craft brewed drinkers.
No,
absolutely not. Yeah.
So it's
interesting
market.
Throughout the interview. She goes to say, like, women love this brand, or whoever it is. they say women love this brand, and they keep saying that it's the brand,
right.
Not necessarily what's in the bottle. So it's all just marketing.
Yeah, and they even say, like, you can have a blind taste test with chick beer against any light lager. At 97 calories and 3.5 carbs, you simply can't beat us. And it's like... That's the blind taste test is, okay, so you're lining up every single 97 calorie, 3.5
based
carb
on
beer,
nutritional
and then
value?
You're going to win.
Really?
It's not about God. Flavor. It's not about taste. It's about...
It never is.
It's not about...
with the big breweries
so
and
what,
stuff, it's never
be,
about
what is
flavor.
That
well, no, no. Well,
quality.
Well, I'm
well,
going to defend
beers
her.
In general. If you're going to brew a
well,
light beer, there's
her here.
There's a whole purpose for brewing a light beer, and that's because you are marketing it towards people who are... want the sort of taste of beer, but they
well,
don't
Miller
want all
Lite
the
says they have
I
more flavor.
I don't even think that they want the taste of beer. They just want to try to maybe catch a buzz.
Yeah.
And
maybe.
Do it
after
in the fewest calories possible.
You're right, though. It's about the brand and them selling the brand. It really, the product that's in that package really doesn't make a damn bit of difference. And that's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
No. What's the point?
So I guess
it's like, I might as well put it in a clear bottle.
I guess the whole reason why I'm a little
it's probably in a clear
and
bottle.
Color it pink.
It's not, but yeah.
Pink food coloring in there.
Yep, pink food coloring.
Oh,
the reason why I'm a tidy bit fired up about it is because when you read the interview, I want everybody. I'm encouraging people who are listening to go and to our website and look at the interview and read through the whole thing. That they. The person that they're interviewing, it's like I said, they're kind of going back and forth. They say this is not for the craft beer audience, but yet we consider ourselves a craft brewer. It's weird. And then, oh, it's not about the marketing, but then in the long run, it's all about the marketing and the image. It's just really, it's weird.
They're
it's really back and forth.
They're just trying to get anyone to talk about it they can, I think.
Yeah.
Which they've
I think they
with.
Consider themselves
they
a craft
succeeded.
Brewer.
Because here we are, a craft beer podcast talking about this.
Ha ha. I think that they consider themselves a craft brewer because they are small.
Yeah.
Not necessarily because
right.
they're
Good
brewing
point.
Craft
Good
beer.
Interesting. Yeah.
I don't think that it's because they're brewing craft beer.
Right.
Right.
They
it's
just think that that's
they're
they think that
it.
Craft
not,
beer or craft breweries is the new term for microbrewery.
Right,
which it's
they're
really
they're
not.
They're not big box.
Right. And that's funny. They figure, well, that's what they call microbreweries now, right?
Right. Just because you're brewing small batches of things doesn't necessarily mean that you're brewing craft beer, right? Yeah. I get that, but apparently they don't.
Yeah.
So.
And I guess they're pretty expensive, so they're actually in that whole craft beer like price point, where it's like $9 a six pack, which is insane.
It says something about that.
Oh, see, I think that'll kill them in a minute.
But they don't control that. They don't control the retail prices.
Yeah.
Well, so, you do to a certain extent, assuming you brew your beer.
Yeah, I mean, has anybody noticed that the AB products, that they've gradually raised their prices to be closer to the craft beer prices?
Yeah.
Well, like because they can.
They can, right? Right. I mean, they own everything. And people are paying it. They just figure it's rising in price just like everything else. And,
right.
And, yeah. Just drives me nuts.
So how does this work? Just a little aside, and this may be gone. They're based out of Maryland, but they're brewed and bottled in Monroe, Wisconsin. So who are they actually brewed by?
Minhas.
Who is what?
They're small,
who are they owned
they're
by?
A small craft brewery. No,
are we Minhas sure?
Is, yeah, apparently they're the second oldest brewery in the country.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
And then
it's the first chick brewed beer, right?
Right.
Yeah, the first beer brewed by
that.
A woman. Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
I don't think she says that, though. Does she really say that in this interview?
No, the newscaster on the YouTube video, which you should also go ahead and...
Yeah, I
CBS
News.
So it's the mainstream media that actually said it's the...
Right.
The people who don't know anything about beer other than Miller Lite and Bud Light.
Yeah, anyway. Whatever their sponsors are and whatever network.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Anyway, I guess the ultimate question is, if you're a woman and you drink beer, just beer... Would you drink a pink labeled chick beer?
I bet Paris Hilton would.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Honestly, you might as well just go buy some Natty Light and get it done. You know, save yourself a couple of bucks.
Yeah, but Natty Light is
Natty
marketed
Ice.
Towards men. Natty Light
so
is
put.
Such
yeah, marketed
guy
towards
beer.
Men. Like that, what is it, that Diet Dr. Pepper or whatever, 10 calorie Dr. Pepper?
Did you see that?
Yeah,
don't you think that's the most ridiculous
soda
thing
right
ever?
There.
Oh my God. I can't even
me?
Believe it. When I saw that commercial, I almost died.
Like, who are you trying to fool?
Seriously? A diet drink for men that's only for men.
Yeah.
Whatever. God. I swear there's
anything only for men. It reminds me of a deodorant commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes me crazy that people are so stupid to fall for these marketing
Actually,
gimmicks.
Actually, it's a women's deodorant, right? It was strong enough for a man,
oh,
but
yeah,
made for
yeah.
a woman.
pH balance
right.
for a woman.
Yeah,
right.
pH balance. Yeah.
Nice.
Right.
So if anybody is into being crafty and they want to create the chick beer logo, you could use the Curls font, which is probably in your Microsoft,
Microsoft
font package. And also,
okay,
I believe
I
it's probably like Edwardian
on
script
enough.
On the bottom. And you just do pink background and boom. You just copywritten.
Boom, you are a logo creator.
Copyrighted their brand.
Okay, I think we bashed on them enough.
Yeah. Okay.
I think we're done.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Okay, this is Toby and...
Gina.
Gina's joining in on the chick beer. I mean, the Spire.
Stop it. God, stop bashing.
You know what's good for him, I tell you.
So, you're right there, Brittany.
I know a lot of Irishmen that would be very angry that you're calling cider chick beer. I just
yeah,
I
that's
just
true.
I want to say that right now.
This is the Spire Mountain draft cider, the dark and dry apple cider.
Ciders are coming back, man.
They are.
They're coming back with a vengeance.
Brewed with molasses and brown sugar. Yeah, I was going to say, like, one of our hot topics that we were thinking about talking about was just ciders in general and their recent, like return. Because pre-prohibition, ciders were just as popular as beer. But then after Prohibition, the German lager actually became way more popular than cider. So ciders kind of stayed down under the radar for many, many years with a resurge in the 80s. And now they're starting to really become popular now with a lot of breweries either doing their own ciders or new cideries coming out.
Well, we can,
and getting into the market.
We can all thank the ancient Romans for giving us all the apples, and because they conquered so much, they left apples for everyone. So that's kind of why we have all these apples and cider.
One of the things behind Johnny Appleseed was not to spread apple seeds across the country for apple pie, but for cider.
Drinking, yeah. Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
Anyway, and so this is the easiest
beverage, like fermentable beverage, to make. Really, you know, it was very, it was cheap, and it was very simple to make. So,
Spire Mountain is out of Olympia, Washington. They've been making cider since 1985, and they actually were bought out by Fish Brewing Company, which I did on our organic show, I believe.
Yeah, fairly
recently.
Their
organic IPA. Yeah, the Fish Brewery. They joined Fish Brewery in 2004, and you can find out information about Spire Mountain by going through Fish Brewing's website by fishbrewing.com.
That's not
this
the same.
This comes in 5%.
Is that the same as the Fishtail thing that you did recently, or is it
no,
that's something
Fishtail
else?
Is different.
Different brewery.
Fishtail is out of New Jersey. Fish Brewing is out of Olympia, Washington.
Which one did I like?
You liked the Fish Brewing.
Okay, that's what I thought.
The organic IPA.
Yeah, I liked it a lot, actually.
The ABV is 5%. I'm going to go ahead and crack it.
Britt, you got to get some water, man. Hold your breath and drink for as long as you can. It's the only way to get rid of them.
Maybe we can scare you.
Yeah, let's scare her.
It has color.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
Wow.
Look
yeah.
Darker.
Look at that. Oh,
wow.
Pretty.
Darker than, way
that
darker
is pretty.
Than the Julian.
Well, that's not saying much.
It smells good. It smells like.
It looks like apple juice.
It smells like Martinelli's or like, you know, somewhere between apple pie and Martinelli's.
Yeah, the color is a brown. Straight up brown, I would say.
Tina went straight to the nose.
Like a golden brown.
Sorry.
Okay.
On the nose, you
I
get
said
the
it was
apple.
Dark.
Ooh, it smells like a caramel apple or like an apple, not an apple tart, maybe
no,
apple pie.
It smells like.
There's a breadiness to it or a.
Like doughy?
When I was a kid, and I don't know because I haven't eaten Marie Callender's in like forever, but when I was a kid, if you got a kid's dish at Marie Callender's, you got the little side of the apple, which was like the inside of the apple pie. You know, it was the soft cooked apples and all the spices
and like
whatever. That's what it
right,
smells
right.
like.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. With the apple sauce that's
right.
mixed in with the slices
it's
of apple.
It's more like an apple mucus.
Uh-huh. Apple pie filling. Yeah, mucus. There you go.
That sounds lovely.
I know
lovely.
It sounds very appetizing. Yeah.
But it definitely has that cinnamon brown sugar thing happening.
Yummy. Drink it.
I believe we call it taking a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Yeah, that.
This is about...
Oh, that's good.
It's really good.
Is it apple pie-ish?
Does it taste like apple
pie? Do you get the spices in there?
It tastes a lot like the innards of an apple pie.
Yeah.
That just...
Totally brown sugar.
It just warms the cockles of my heart.
It warms the heart of your what?
Nope. Wrong.
Wow. Toby, you got that backwards.
So I can see that first cider that we had, had they given it a little bit more love, tasting a lot like this, because it did taste like this, but it didn't have the sweetness to balance out the bitterness of the apples and this is much more balanced.
This
I guess
is
that's
sweeter.
What it comes down to.
You hear that,
but
Julian?
But it's not so sweet that it's
cider
like
needs
the...
love, okay, Julian?
That's right. Cider needs
well,
some love.
Well,
cider
hold on, love. Though. In the defense of Julian...
there's
me.
No love. You can defend him, but there's no love there.
No, I think they're just trying to keep it simple.
Well, it's definitely a purist approach.
It's so transparent.
Not necessarily does purist equal the best option, you know
it's
what I mean,
filtered.
For the end result, is all I'm saying.
Perhaps, but I mean, I... Like I said, I think that they're just trying to keep it simple, keep it clean, keep it pure.
Yeah.
Just apples, just yeast.
See, the way I see it, though, if they're going to keep it pure, you know, if they're going to keep it simple, then why even bother filtering it? Don't even go through that step, because some of the best stuff is in that
and being that's unfiltered, yeah, that stuff.
And having and that sediment
that
in there.
And I can see that having given it a little bit more meat or body, because there was kind of nothing.
Right, but
it
all...
apple juice with no sweetness, no residual sweetness, like you would have in apple juice, because it's all been eaten up by the yeast, right? So it was just straight, like, apple with bitter at the end, nothing.
Right, but this comes from people who drink craft beers all the time. So for somebody who drinks craft beer all the time and likes that pop
full
in your mouth
feel
that
and body,
like all of the flavor and the texture and the you know feelings.
Pacifico
and
is one of my favorite beers, so let's just take it down a few notches in that in that, like, I can appreciate,
like, wait a second,
a beer
you're
that
insulting
isn't
my favorite. oh no you didn't
No, I was just trying to make a point that, like, I've try really hard to be able to differentiate between a complex and not and more simplified beer, and be able to appreciate the simplified beer for what it is. But in my opinion, it still needs to be balanced and have kind of two sides of the story. And I didn't feel like that was there with the Julian cider.
Okay.
So, you know, there's that.
Right.
Totally.
So we'll call this the Budweiser of ciders.
Not this beer that we're drinking
now. No, the Julian.
Okay, so back to the beer that we're drinking now. My tasting flight, the Spire Mountain dark and dry cider. Interesting note, real quick. This is America's oldest operating craft cider maker.
Really?
That's what they say.
Did you call it a cidery earlier?
Yes, cidery.
Huh.
That's what they're called.
Fancy.
Yeah, Fox Barrel is also called
cute.
A cidery.
It is cute.
It is cute.
I kind of want to own my own cidery.
Yeah. So for a food pairing, like Gina said right off the bat, it's very Martinelli's. But to me, it's a little more less bubbly than Martinelli's. So it's a little more syrupy and thick and more closer to apple pie, or apple pie filling at least. But I think Thanksgiving dinner, ever since she said Martinelli's and I started first taking sips, I was like, yeah, this is totally Thanksgiving dinner. Stuffing.
Turkey.
Yeah.
Ham.
Ham, sure.
Yeah, maybe some ham.
Biscuits.
That's good. I like it. I totally agree. Absolutely. To take it on a different route, I'd go with trying to complement the apple pie filling. Because that really is what it is to me. So maybe like a cheese-filled croissant would be kind of awesome, I think.
That sounds yum right now.
All right, then. Well, there you have it, folks.
So this is the Spire Mountain, part of the Fish Brewing Company's... They've got a couple other... I think they have one other brewery under their belt. But it's all under Fish Brewing out of Olympia, Washington. This is their dark and dry cider.
And now, representing the middle of the country, it's time for Brittany to drink some beer and tell us what she thinks.
Hello. Here comes Brittany back in the heyo.
Yes, I'm back temporarily, but I'm back because, you know, they don't have me on here very often.
Bastards.
For obvious reasons. No, it's obvious. No, they wouldn't. So this week they invited me to do the cider episode, obviously, because I'm a girl. And
you won't get old, baby.
I chose Fox Barrel ginger and black currant cider. It's a pear cider, and it's got the ingredient notes are pears, ginger, honey, and black currants. And
that's a lot of stuff.
It is a lot of stuff, but I'm hoping that the ginger brings it home for me, because I love me some ginger.
Oh, yeah.
Marianne's not half bad either.
Yeah, that's true. I'm more of a Marianne kind of guy.
Dumb boys.
Dumb boys.
Don't make me start singing the Gilligan's Isle song, please.
Isle.
I'm no condition to start doing that.
Okay.
Sure, the ABV on this one is
6.5. There's never been a condition now.
It's the cider condition.
Yeah.
am I supposed to say what rate beer gives this?
No.
Because, you know,
not as of
yet. Okay.
Rate, okay, what about so, rate cider? Did you get your rate cider?
Shut up.
I don't know, but we should start that.
You know what? I'm going to start a rate cider site there just to spite you. So I really just want to open this, okay? I'm going to open it.
It's appleaday.com.
All right, you guys ready? Here we go.
Wow. Careful, careful.
It's cloudy. Yep. It's really cloudy. It's kind of a rose color, like a...
A rose is a rose, buddy. Any other name, unless it's a ginger rose cider.
No, you know the, you know how, like, when a pink rose starts to become, like, it starts to die and get, like, that brownish tint to it? It's kind of that color. It's like a brownish rose. I can't really explain it any other way. Ginger. Oh, I love ginger. Oh, yeah.
Is there any sediment, like, in your bottle? Like, was there, like...
It's too dark, I can't tell.
Because,
I would imagine, but
with the ciders, I know you're
kind of
supposed
to
stir that up to make sure you get some of that sediment in the glass.
I turned it upside down once,
well,
so we should be good.
You got it. You got the technique.
I know what I'm doing.
You're professional.
It smells really clean. A little...
Smells clean? Like what, pine saw?
Like, no, clean like, fresh. It smells fresh. I definitely get lots and lots of ginger. A little bit of berry, and definitely some pear. I'm really digging this. I'm sipping. Ready?
Yep.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Oh wow.
Oh wow.
If you consider ginger spicy, then, but I'm not getting the bite of ginger. You know how
ginger
like when
is
you,
a spice.
You.
And so well, is sporty, and.
Oh God. Do you want me to come back? I won't be a part of your show
come
anymore
back,
if you keep
Brittany,
treating me this
back.
Poorly. No. I'm done.
If we're treating you poorly, it's because we love you.
Oh, right. Whatever you have to tell
it's
yourself.
It's like hitting
buddy.
The girls in the sandbox, you know. Same idea.
I'm definitely getting ginger, but it's not that it's a sweet ginger. It's not it's like a candied ginger.
Oh, okay.
Which would
I remember those.
Like so it's not it doesn't have that almost horseradishy bite
right.
to it
yeah.
that ginger normally has. Mm-hmm. This is much smoother than and sweeter than regular ginger, but you definitely get it all up in your face when you drink it.
Nice.
It's way up in there. I don't taste much of the currants in there though. I smell it, but I don't taste it.
Well, it's like you were saying earlier, ginger is an extremely dominant flavor, you know? I mean, it's
absolutely.
Tough to have anything to really come through or shine through anyways when you've got ginger
on
the
And I definitely
forefront.
Taste the pear also. This is a really good combination of flavors. I'm digging it. I love it. It's yummy.
Is it sweet or is it kind of drying up at the end
it's,
for you?
No.
Or?
It's definitely sweeter than the Julian. It's not that dry, actually. At all. Mm. There's lots of like after stuff going on in my mouth. And I can't really put my finger on what it.
It gives me an idea for a salad with sliced pear and candied ginger and maybe some kind of blue cheese thing going on. That would make an awesome salad.
Yes.
I don't know why.
I think that would be really good with it. Or a, the banh mi, the Vietnamese banh mi sandwich.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That would be a good sandwich with this, as far as pairings, because that's what we're talking about now, is pairings. So I'm,
yes.
I'm totally off track.
It's okay.
Thank you.
Trying to keep you
That
on
was
track.
My fault. I was just
pairing.
I was just saying.
Get it? Pairing.
What came into my head?
Pairing. Oh. Yes. You know, there's a salad at the restaurant that... I work for, sort of. It's the blue cheese and pear salad. So, Gina,
right.
I think that would probably, and it has candied almonds in it that are spiced candied almonds, I believe.
And I'm for sure,
that,
like, pear gorgonzola is quite common, but throw in the candied ginger and I think you'd have something there. And
I
I've not
agree.
Ever had it.
I think something really spicy would go good with this as well, like maybe a spicy, like a Kung Pao chicken, or...
Oh, yeah.
George liked his chicken
Some
spicy.
Spicy Chinese food. I like it.
Or like orange chicken from Panda Express, if you really want to go there. Nice. But something that has like a sweetness and a spicy, you know, like a heat, not a spicy as in like cinnamon or ginger, but spicy as in like...
Yeah.
Like
red pepper spicy.
Chili. Yeah. Chili spicy. Yeah. Yes, I think would be really good with this. I think it might also go well with like a barbecue pork.
Mm.
Like a pulled pork sandwich.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can't totally. Help but
like
think
in place
of pork
of cranberry,
with the
you could go pear ginger.
Yeah. I'm digging it. I really enjoy this.
Very nice.
So, yeah.
Well, there you have it.
It's Fox Barrel. And they, again, are out of Colfax, California, and their website is www.foxbarrel.com.
What was the, did you say there was a rating?
Yes, 62 out of 100.
From
Rate Beer. Beer.
Oh, Rate Beer.
Rate Beer. Yeah.
Beer Advocate, I haven't found any ciders on
Beer Advocate.
There's
nothing, yeah. There's nothing on Beer Advocate.
Yeah.
Cider Advocate coming soon.
Aces and Ales, premium craft beer bar in Las Vegas, Nevada. With happy hours from 3 to 6 p.m. every day. With an additional happy hour from Monday through Friday from 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. That's 50% off all appetizers and selective craft beers. Aces and Ales, wide variety of craft beer on draft and bottles. Make sure you stop by www.beercoasterspodcast.com to print out your free pint coupon. That's Aces and Ales, 3740 South Nellis Boulevard, East Side, Las Vegas, Nevada. All killer, no filler. Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
All right. So this is Mike from Boston. And you think, oh, apples.
How do you like them apples?
I mean, like one of the first American apple orchards was in the Boston area. But
was it?
So you figure, oh, I could find tons of New England ciders, but
can
you know
prove
what?
It?
I got a cider from Minnesota this week.
Awesome, because that makes sense.
Yeah, no East Coast representation. What's
nope,
up with
no
that?
No East Coast representation this week.
Yeah, what is up with that?
I know.
I thought
it's
your peeps were down
times.
With the ciders.
And well, you know, we've had so many shows where there has not been a middle of the country representation, so we're making up for it.
Yeah, we're making up for all the beers we can get. No, honestly, I had Harpoon cider and I was gonna do that. And to be honest, I tried it and it was a little too syrupy and not too complex. And I was like, you know what? I'd rather do something a little more interesting. So
you're picking your beers or your ciders.
I'm cheating a little bit.
I see how it is. You're cheating.
Yeah,
it's a contest. So anyway, he wants his to be best.
This
always.
Is Crispin. Cider. This is a Crispin Lansdowne cider, and I've had to pick this Lansdowne, and I thought it was a Boston thing, because Lansdowne Street, if anybody knows the Boston area, that's where Fenway Park is, so I figured that this is a Boston cider company. Nope, it's Minnesota.
Lansdowne.
Their website is crispincider.com, and this is their hard apple cider, and... This cider in particular is brewed with Irish stout yeast and organic molasses.
Ooh, yum. Stout yeast and molasses.
6.9% alcohol. And the IBUs, hopefully none, because you really don't want bitter ciders. So I'm going to crack it.
Except in Julian.
Right.
Yeah, that was kind of, that was bordering on bitter, huh? Actually, it was pretty bitter.
So you did notice that this Lansdowne... is just like New York or, you know, New anything else. Whatever. Aren't there a bunch of them in New England? New York. England?
Right.
New Amsterdam?
Newark.
How far
yeah.
back you want to go?
New Orleans.
This is fine. Actually Lansdowne, Dublin in Ireland is why.
Both are Lansdowne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, a lot of the stuff in Boston is named after...
Well,
stuff
anywhere in New
Ireland,
England, that's what
England.
I was trying to get out.
Yeah.
Was. Only I did not do a good job of, you know, rattling them off.
And you know what? I didn't do the whole upside down thing. The thing that I told you to do.
Fired.
I didn't do
oh,
it.
Oh, you're pulling the whole Corona trick.
Yeah.
See? He's trying to copy me now.
No, he's all Brittany.
Acting like he knows.
You need to mix up that sediment. Yeah, yeah, it's going to...
And I already had done it because I'm, you know, a good student.
Ooh, there we go. Lots of sediment there. I think they just left chunks of apples in this one.
Yeah.
Yum.
No, lots of carbonation, kind of.
Is it rose colored?
It is very apple cider color. I mean, it's cloudy. It's got that apple cider kind of color. It's kind of hard to see because I'm kind of in low light here, but very apple cider.
It does look very spicy.
And you can actually see the carbonation kind of popping up, almost like a ginger ale or like an Uncola, where you see all that kind of carbonation kind of spitting up from the top of the glass. On the nose, it's actually
like?
Kind of a very doughy yeastiness, and you can get some of the molasses in there. And almost like a sweet gingerbread. Really interesting.
Wow.
Some really, you know, like an apple sauce, more than not. Like some of the other ones may have smelled like a fresh apple. This is almost like apple sauce with molasses. Yeah, the applesauce is almost like a baby food type applesauce. It's got that almost Gerber baby kind of puree smell to it.
Are you getting
not
cinnamon?
Not the puree as a, swell, as a smell, but yeah.
There's or like, nutmeg?
You know, I'm not really getting a little bit of, maybe some nutmeg in there.
I'm really surprised that all of these, because I looked for a cider that had that cinnamon, apple, nutmeg,
right,
spicy.
Because you kind of want it to taste like the apple pie filling.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, when you think of apple cider, you want those spices in there too. At least I know I do. Taking a
sip, yeah. Does anyone know? Who are these Crispin people?
Yeah, what's the link? Isn't there a link between them and somebody
else?
I
wanted to mention that, too, yeah. At the bottom of the Crispin website is the Fox Barrel website. So I think that they are like sister cideries, if you will.
Oh, I see that.
It seems like Crispin does all the apple ciders out in Minnesota, and then they do all the pear stuff out in California.
They have some interesting offerings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like the Desert Noir, which is, you know, sweetened by agave nectar with a touch of prickly pear.
You know, I heard that an agave nectar is really bad for you.
Really?
Really?
Not.
I use
it
all the time in my coffee. Is it going to kill me?
Bad for you, but hold on. But not great for you. Maybe I should rephrase that.
Well, I can say, I mean, I would agree that it's probably not as great. Like, it was kind of marketed as
hopefully
the best
better
thing
than
ever
cane sugar,
next
but...
to cane sugar, yeah. But it's still sugar, you know.
This one's kind of, the flavors are kind of bouncing back and forth. I mean, I'm kind of getting apple and a very sweet yeastiness. There's actually little pieces of sediment just kind of floating around there. And I'm getting kind of a really...
So it really is applesauce.
Yeah, it is. It's
chunky.
It's very, I don't know, I wish you could see it through.
But
it's very, very cloudy.
Are you chewing it?
You can, you know, it has kind of a rich body to it. Actually, this one tastes a lot more like apple cider, where the other ones, or at least the Julian, was so almost more champagne-like. This actually tastes like apple cider.
Alka-Seltzer?
Apple cider.
Alka-Seltzer.
With some alcohol. All the alcohol in this, though, is very...
So serious.
It's masked very well. You can't really tell that this is alcoholic, really, to be honest.
You know, now that you say that, Mike, mine wasn't either. I couldn't... You can't really tell that it's... You don't get a lot of that fume in your face or that taste in your mouth, that alcohol taste.
Yeah.
It's very, very juicy.
It's very juicy.
That's juicy.
Yeah. I actually got a little tiny whiff of banana in there, too, which I'm assuming is just kind of that yeastiness. But you wouldn't really get a banana smell from, like, an Irish stout yeast, which is what this is supposed to be brewed with, though.
Who knows? Stouts are so hardcore, you might not. You might miss it.
Right. Yeah.
This is really interesting, and I like the richness of this. I think if I were going to pair this with something, I think like a pulled pork sandwich would be really, really good with this.
Copycat.
Did you pick pulled pork? Did I miss that?
Oh. With mine.
Like eighth pairing.
I just think I can't help but think about pork with these apple, with these ciders. I just think it's a really good pairing. It's a pork chop or pulled pork or the pot, like I said, pot stickers on the first one. It's like, it just got to be pork with the apples.
I'm going to steal your pot stickers for mine. I think mine would be great with pot stickers.
There you go.
Because of the ginger and the all that yummy apple pear, not apple, but pear stuff.
It's funny that you say that because now it's like I'm smelling every time I go to take a whiff, I'm smelling something different. This one's pretty complex for cider. If you get a chance, I would check this one out if you see it. It's Crispin. It's the Lansdowne. There's a few of them around. This is the black label one. And Rate Beer rates this 43 out of 100. And, of course, nothing for
Beer Advocate. Mine got a better score.
This is a competition.
I'm just trying to be, I don't know,
beer
a participant.
I'm
just trying to participate.
And I appreciate it.
The Nat Fantastic says, am convinced porter, cider, and whiskey are tools of the state collaborating to stop me from exercising democratic rights.
All right, everybody, last call.
Last call.
That's right.
Finally.
Folks. Last call. Finally, yes, this has been a long show. Even though it's regularly scheduled time for you listeners out there.
Long. You invited two girls on the show. Don't complain because it's
happens?
Wordy.
See what
the
happens
apple
when you add two
very
girls
far
to the
from
show?
The tree.
Add two girls to the show, that adds another 2 hours.
Oh, zip it, mister. It's not that bad.
All right, pint ratings. Toby, what you got?
Julian Hard Cider, yeah, it reminded me of something that, remember back in the day, the New York Seltzer water? Remember those little glasses?
Yes! Oh my gosh,
yeah! The New York Seltzers. It reminds me of something like that they would put out with apple, you know, and it's very soda pop-like and not, I don't know, it didn't seem very natural. It seemed more of like, I don't know. It's okay. I mean, it's drinkable. It's apple-y. It's cidery. Whatever. It's carbonated. It's refreshing.
Whatever-y.
Yeah. So I think I'm gonna go with a 3 on that one. For one word description, how about seltzer? I don't know. It just came to me just now. How about that? What about you, Gina?
I would disagree. I don't think that it's so
soda
poppy. Gives me the feeling that it's like syrupy sweet and, you know, I mean, very artificial. And I disagree. I think it's probably very natural, and that's why it doesn't. It is. Not good. That's not good. I'm kind of a hippie type. Like, I usually like things very natural, but I also like things to be balanced and to taste good. And I felt like it was too bitter, nothing to complement the other side of that, and unfinished, I guess, is maybe my one word. I think it could be much better if it was finished, and I feel like it's unfinished.
What's your rating?
2.5?
No, that's bad.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it's not horrible. I'm not saying it's the worst thing ever. I just feel like it could be better. Spire. I like that a lot. Not a huge, huge fan of ciders. Well, I guess I can't say that. I didn't really know what to expect coming into the show. I haven't really had any, if or many.
Sorry,
for
I
sure.
never know what to expect. coming into the show. Yeah. And I've done it 129 episodes. So.
Right. And so, and these were two very different beers. The other one was very well balanced, had a lot more going on, some spices and et cetera. I liked it a lot. I assume we're going to style here. I would say maybe a 4. It was nice. A good cider. And I think of, I can think of many applications where that would be a lovely thing to drink with what you were having to eat or that the occasion. So, there awesome. You go. Oh, one word for that one. Pie? Might have to be pie.
I knew you were going to say that.
That's my pie.
I was just thinking, Marie Callender's. Marie Callender's. Marie Callender's.
Is that one word if you just put it together, Marie Callender? Yeah.
It's a brand. It's a word. Whatever.
Yeah, I think I'm with Gina on the Spire. I think it's tasty, man. It's got a really good sweetness to it, and it's
without being syrupy somehow.
Yeah, it's not syrupy, but it's very sweet and very drinkable, and yeah, tasty, very tasty. So I'm gonna go 4 also. And my one word, I want to say pie also, because that's what it tastes like. It tastes like, or I'll say pie filling.
That's not
one word.
Pie filling.
Pie filling.
Yeah. Well, Gina's could be pie and yours could be filling.
There you go. Filling. Okay.
Oh, that's cute.
As long as you put them side by side, it makes sense.
Yeah. Pie and filling.
Engrave it on the side of an apple tree.
All right.
T heart G.
Aww.
Brittany, how about your pipe, ready?
You know, I really disagree with Gina on the freaking Julian, man. Seriously, I think it's crisp and it's pure and it's clean and it's a little bit of. It's just a little taste. Okay, let me put it this way. I think it's a great cider for beginners.
Oh, a beginner cider. That's a first here. I like that.
Like somebody who's just getting into ciders, if you want to just start small,
the craft
start
cider
easy.
Curious.
Start like
.com.
Shut up. God, you're so craft mean to me. Why do I keep coming back here?
to drink.
If you want to just
yeah.
Okay, you got
see,
me.
We reel you right. back in.
Do you want me to finish my sentence? So, anyway, if you just want to start, like, easy
why
and simple and clean.
Why would we want to change the format of the show?
Or if you just want to appeal to a larger group of people. So, let's say you're hosting a large brunch and you want to serve something that you know pretty much is really just simple, basic, easy. You know that it's not going to turn off a bunch of people who are, like, sensitive to big flavor. And it's not going to really turn off a bunch of people who really like all that big flavor. I think this is the Julian cider is going to be something that you might want to consider.
That would be cool. Like, yeah. I think that would be cool. If I was a brunch guy and I went to a brunch.
I'm not talking to guys here,
no,
Toby.
But if they had a bunch of like Julian cider bottles there that they were ready to serve with your brunch, I think that would be cool. I'd be like, wow, that's awesome.
And,
dude, they got Julian cider. That's cool.
Yeah.
And, right, exactly.
And it's so
if you,
clear that
if you're
you wouldn't
doing
have
something
to worry about staining your pink polo shirt.
Oh, zip it. And, you know, and Gina and I kind of off air took threw around a couple of, like, using it as a mixer. So using it in a Bellini, using it in a Mimosa, I think it would be a really great
it would be interesting.
Addition to those. I think it would be a really good, it would
that's
make a really good Mimosa.
It's a compliment.
And it would
it's
really,
a starting point, but it needs to be finished.
Right.
And so that was my point, is it absolutely
right.
has applications, for sure.
Sure. Yeah. So, and like I said, the Bellini and the Mimosa, I think they would go, I think that this would do really well in both of those applications. So, for the one word description.
Wait, what was your rating?
Oh, I'm sorry. My rating, I think a 3.5.
All right.
Okay. I should give it a 4 because I really liked it. I like
you
that
can.
Simple, clean
I've changed
flavor.
A
but
bit more
I think 3.5 because I'm kind of now leaning towards Gina's. Thing of it missing something. I agree with her, which is why I kind of suggested the application, you know, using it in other things. Yeah. But I think 3.5 is going to do it for me for Julian.
Okay.
The one word description? Pure.
Ooh. Pure.
Pure. Yes, pure. That's my one-word description for that one.
Nice.
As for my Fox Barrel gingerific thing in my glass right here, wow, that's got gingerific. A lot going on. It's gingerific, seriously.
Gingerific?
That's my word. That's my one-word description for this one is gingerific. It really is. It's if you like ginger, you're going to love this cider. It's...
That's awesome.
It's rich and it's
gingery.
It's I think they got the ginger hint there, Mike. Thanks. it's really pretty. It's something that I think you could even pull off serving
really
in like a.
It's pink and has a Curls Font logo on it. I'm sorry.
I am never coming back.
Oh, come on.
Don't talk like
back.
That, Brittany.
This
Don't
is my this like is that. My last episode with you.
Yeah, I'll just ask Ty what your favorite beer style is, and we'll have you back next week.
You'll be hearing from my lawyer. it is. It's really pretty. It's something that I think you could pull off serving in like a stem, like champagne glass, or perhaps a snifter type. You know what is that?
Yeah,
that,
they usually say like a champagne flute is what you should. Serve a lot of people serve ciders in.
Yeah, I think that it would be really nice there on, like an outside lunch type deal where they have like a buffet of finger foods and things like that. So my one word description is gingerific. My rating is 4.5. I really like it.
Very nice.
Not perfect, but still awesome.
Yep. It's still awesome.
All right, Mike, you got 1 minute. Let's go.
Okay. For the Julian, I give it 3.5 as well, I think for different reasons. It's super drinkable, but it was too clear, a little too simple for my taste. I like some complexity in flavors. I don't just want to just taste just apple. Where Gina said, you know, her one word was, what was your one word? It was like over...
Unfinished.
It was unfinished. I think this is, my one word is overdone, because I think it's too refined, it's too filtered, it's too clear, it's like they should have pulled back a little and left it more natural, just pressed the damn apples and called it a day. And they didn't. I think they did a little bit too much to it and kind of sucked the life out of it. And that's kind of why. That's kind of.
Wow.
My opinion.
Extreme opposite of what Gina thinks. Yeah. That's interesting.
I can
Same
see
rating,
that,
but
though.
Different opinion.
I can definitely see that. Like more sediment, more something,
absolutely.
More flavor.
Because I really
anything.
Think there could have been some like soul in this cider, and there wasn't. And
I can see
it was
that.
Kind of disappointing.
Like literal soul, because Julian is all about apples. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, I get it. That I get it. Yeah.
And on the Crispin. Man, this is what I want apple cider to be. It's got a thickness of a cider. It's got the flavors of cider. And there's some other stuff going on in there. It's cloudy as hell. There's like literally an inch of sediment sitting in the bottom of the bottle. I want to give it a 5, but because this is our first cider show, I don't have much to compare it to, so I'm going to give it a 4.5. Wondering if there's anything out there that can beat it, but I don't know if there is. So that's my rating on that one.
Are all these ratings off the record? I mean, are we putting these on our on the website, even though they're not beer?
Absolutely. We're beer and cider podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Are you going to start adding that to the...
Who cares if it's beer or not?
Yeah. American craft beer and cider, except for almost, but sometimes the best, except for when it's the
worst.
I
tried to do a cider coaster logo, but it didn't quite work
We
out.
Should get Renee on here and do a vodka cast.
Yeah, the vodka cast. I really like this one. As far as one word, I'm going to go with apalescence. One word.
Ooh.
Altogether.
Very nice.
We are all into creating words tonight. Awesome.
Yeah, that means... This was a good one. I was pleasantly surprised.
Sweet.
So
see, it's not so chicorific after
that's
all.
Right.
It's not. It's very chicorific.
You can follow the Beer Coasters. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and you can see what we're drinking on Untappd. You can see a few ciders we've untapped this week, and we're also on Google Plus individually. You can subscribe to us in iTunes and also Callisto.fm. We're on there as well.
And also, if you haven't already, check out the Wiggity website, www.beercoasterspodcast.com. Click on the shop link if you want some swag, and check out the Brews paper.
Shirts and shines and stickers and things.
Tell your friends. Tell your friends' friends. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
We do really, 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 really appreciate our listeners.
We do. We really, really do.
Support your local brewery, brew pubs, beer bars, etc.
Cideries.
Local. Yes.
Local. Ciders. Local. Yeah. Local.
Support your local cideries. That's what we're going to say this week. Drink local, because local is fresh.
And of course, don't drink and drive, because that's just dumb.
A reminder to all our listeners out there, this is your show. We're just drinking
in
it.
We're just drinking in it.
Cheers.
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 Shout out to Beer Coaster Brittany. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you very
much. My pleasure.
For joining us this week. We really
Beer Coaster Gina.
Totally my pleasure.
Rick.
Beer Coaster Gina, thanks for being on the show.
Hey.
High five.
Why are we giving a shout out to Rick this week? Did we miss... Did we not do him in the backwash or we missed
him? No, Rick... Rick in the Land of Ice and Snow, he hit me up on Twitter on Stout Day, so I thought that was cool that he was thinking of us on Stout Day. So.
Nice.
Rick in the Land of Ice and Snow, cheers, bro.
And shout out to Charlie, Beer Coaster Charlie. Without him, this fermentation conversation may not have happened. And
Charlie.
When the Beer Coasters think of Julian, we think of Charlie.
Oh, that's true, though.
We always think of Charlie, and we don't just think of Charlie when it's just Julian.
No, it's pretty much just Julian.
Yeah, it's just Julian.
Whatever, I always think of Charlie.
Oh, does your husband know about him?
Oh, God, you had to go there? Seriously? Yeah. That's not even... Oh, really?
Yep.
Delete that, please.
Cheers.
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 What about you, Mike? Are you going to go for something more manly? You going to go for a steak or you got to dude this one up?
That is pretty.
I put extra words in and stumbled.
I am never coming back. I think we're done.